Shalom, this is Billy Brim, and I'm just so excited this morning. We have 44 states. That's 44 out of 50. That's a good a majority. I believe we'll have some prayer power this morning. We always do. Even if we had two or three, he'd be here among us. But it's just great to have 44. And I want to welcome Alaska and Maui, Hawaii. What time do you guys get up in the morning? You're just amazing, along with those folks in Washington, Oregon, and California. Just amazes me. And it is Shana Tova. Some of you greeted us with that this morning. It is the new year. It is the new year as on God's calendar. I always thank God the Jews have kept this calendar, but it is God's calendar. And God set it up as a calendar of redemption. And the seven main feasts have four of which have already been fulfilled, and now we're over here in the parts that have not yet been fulfilled, and Shana Tova, Rosh Hashanah, the new year, we say the Jewish new year, it's God's new year, as he sees new year, starts this evening, and it's the evening and the morning are the day, and so it is the beginning, it's the Feast of Trumpets. It's my guess, and kind of an educated guess, and maybe the guess of some others, that the rapture could possibly take place on the Feast of Trumpets, Rosh Hashanah, the head of the year. Rosh is head, and Shana is year. So the head of the year is coming now. And right now, let's lift up that nation of Israel, and let's lift it up to God's protection. We know their enemies like to do things on this day. So let's begin with that. Holy Father, how thankful we are and how blessed we are to know that you have a nation that showed us God. You brought us, even in their obedience, they showed us God, with your blessings upon them that we see throughout all the Bible. But even in their disobedience, they've shown us God, because you scattered them. And now you're regathering them in our very own lifetime. And we're very thankful. And we ask you today, Father, for blessings upon them, blessings upon that land, blessings upon its people. And we do pray, Father, for their protection. We pray that if any threats have been made, any plans have been planned, that they'll blow up in the faces of those who have been moved by the devil to do harm. So we lift them up for God's blessings today on this new year, the Shana Tova, a good year. We say Shana Tova to our friends. I've already wished some of them online Shana Tova, but we do pray that it'll be a good year for them, Father, and it'll be one filled with God's hand upon that nation in protection, in prosperity, in deliverance. And we thank you, Lord. I heard something that last year more Israelis moved out of the country than moved into the country for the first time ever. And, Lord, we pray for those to come home, that you want to come home, for them to come home from France and come home from places where they're so put upon by the enemy. And we do thank you, dear Father, for the blessings there. We ask you, Father, to help us as we go there to build, and we have some things that are coming up, and we have some decisions that should be made, and final things given to us so that we can begin and really, really begin now. Father, you know it's not in the hands of the people. It's in the hands of God. But we know that the enemy works through people. And so in the name above every name, the mighty, matchless name of Yeshua HaMashiach, we do bind the enemy that would come in any way against Migdal. And we do say your counsel comes to nothing, but the counsel of the Lord stands. Yesterday, I watched President Trump's speech, every word of it. I thought it was wonderful. And it reminded me, as he stood before that group of nations, there they are, the nations of the world. And, of course, Benjamin Netanyahu, he also stood before them. To tell you the truth, Trump reminded me of an Old Testament prophet. I've just read through the book of Amos, or we say Amos, and he was a Judean, but he was in the northern tribes. The Lord sent him to the northern tribes, and he prophesied against all their neighbors, and then he prophesied against the northern tribes themselves that they were going to be carried off. And yesterday, when President Trump said, "Some of you are going to hell," it shook this nation. That's exactly what Matthew 25 says. In Matthew 25, there are three groups of people: the Jews, the nations, and the church. And in Matthew 25, the Lord gives what's going to happen with the nations. And this is, I'm going to read just a little bit of it. Matthew 25, 31. "When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory." This is not when he comes in the rapture. This is after he's come and he's defeated Satan, and he's put the Antichrist and the beast into the lake of fire, and he's locked up Satan for 1,000 years. This comes from, Revelation 19, 20, 21, 22. When he's done all that, he's going to come and he's going to sit, and he's going to call the nations before him who have been here during the tribulation time. And in the 32nd verse it says, "Before him shall be gathered all nations," not the Jews, not the church, the nations. "And he shall separate them one from another as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats." And we find that his method of judging is, how did they treat his brethren, the Jews, during the 7 years of the tribulation? All nations as nations. And I have a little book called The Judgment of the Nations, which you can get, and I'll make it for a special phone offer of $2 plus shipping. And you can get that by calling 1-800-972-3447. That's $2 plus shipping. Ask for The Judgment of the Nations. It's a mini book, and it's just the scriptures that tell you nations as nations are going to be judged for how they treat Israel. And this is the final judgment of the nations. Nations, judgment of the nations have been going on for some time now, but the final judgment is listed here in Matthew 25. And it says, "For some of them who did not treat his brethren the Jews right, he shall say to them," verse 45, "Inasmuch as you did it not to one of the least of these, you did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal." And yesterday, when President Donald Trump said, "Some of you are going to hell," that's what Matthew 25 says. So he reminded me of an Old Testament prophet. Once the Lord sent us to speak to Ariel Sharon and to give him a Bible verse. This was when he was not yet the prime minister. And the Barak was the prime minister, and he was trying to give away the Temple Mount to Yasser Arafat. And he was at the United Nations in New York, and he and President Clinton were trying to persuade the nations to persuade Arafat to take the sovereignty of the Temple Mount. And so when we got over to where Ariel Sharon was, we went to his office, and he was leading the opposition. This is the scripture that Gloria Copeland gave me to give him. Psalm 33:10, "The Lord brings, Jehovah brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He frustrates the plans of the peoples. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people whom he has chosen as his heritage." And so I thought, well, our president is standing, and Benjamin Netanyahu is standing before all the nations gathered together in New York. But their counsel, it will mean nothing in the long run. It's the counsel of Jehovah that stands forever. That's why we pray for our nations. I know we have on here our friends, the Canadians, and we have on here our dear loyal friend from Belgium. And I know you pray for your nations. You lift them up. You pray, first of all, for your leaders. And so we're going to do that right now. Heavenly Father, it is written that we are to pray first of all for those in authority. Holy Father, our nation, the United States, is well represented this morning. Some people have risen early so that we could join together and come before you for this nation, for the United States of America and our Canadian friends and our European friend. Oh, Father, in the name above all names, we lift up President Donald Trump today, his family. We lift up Vice President Pence, his family. We lift up our cabinet. We're so thankful that so many of them name the name of the Lord and that they meet every week for a Bible study. I also know that there's a prayer meeting that meets weekly, and I have heard, Father, from a Democratic senator, a precious man, that they're on both sides of the aisle. There are Democrats and there are Republicans that are meeting, and they are praying every week. Oh, Holy Father, speak to them. Speak to these who sit in seats of council. Speak and protect and guide our representatives, Father, in the name above all names. Dear Father, our judges, our justices, and we ask you to remove and root out those that would not judge righteously. Holy Father, we lift up this nation for an outpouring. We lift up this nation for an awakening. Dear God, we were born out of an awakening. Oh, Lord, Holy Father, in the name above all names, you gave an awakening. The people had gone to sleep in 1730s. They were asleep. They had moved, as you know, and the country had broadened. And they were not living as they did in the days of the pilgrims. But, Father, you stirred people to pray. And I'm asking you to stir people to pray. Father, look at the people who are on this line today. That means you've stirred them to pray. And they'll pray throughout the day, and we'll pray together at noon. And we are asking you, Father, for an awakening to God. We know that the counsel of men, the best of men, is not a sobra ten in a nombre what will save us. But we know that the counsel of God will stand forever. And we do pray that you stir up people to pray, Heavenly Father. Oh, dear Lord, we are seeing such things in the earth. Dear prayer friends, I watched Pat Robertson yesterday, and he was commenting that we have never had a series of hurricanes, devastating hurricanes, like we have had just recently. And Hurricane Maria made landfall this morning, I believe it was. I'm not sure exactly the hour, whether it was yesterday or today, but it was a Category 4 storm when it hit Puerto Rico. And they said that they had never had the hits, and they have never had the premier, Hurricane Maria makes landfall in Puerto Rico as a Category 4 storm. Janice Dean, the Fox meteorologist, said Maria will bring a potentially catastrophic combination of storm surge, flooding, destructive winds, and flooding rain to Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands. Puerto Rico Governor Rosello said, "This is going to be an extremely violent phenomenon. We have not experienced an event of this magnitude in our modern history." And that's what we're hearing. That's what we're hearing about what the meteorologists call, and they've got it right, wicked weather. We've never seen anything quite like this. I do not know, and Pat Robertson said this yesterday. Some people are saying these are the birth pangs that are predicted in the Bible that Earth will go through at the end of these days, whether it might be a judgment. And if it is a judgment, the way that the things that are happening in St. Louis, the riots, Berkeley, the division, the whole state, California, wanting to declare that they're a sanctuary state. And you people in California, you're always so faithful. Get up there in the heavenlies in the morning and use your authority to draw down and bind those demons that would move against the United States and would almost in a way secede with this, not secede in a real secession, but from the law of the land. And you've got authority. You've got that authority, but you who have habitational authority, who sit there, and we'll join with you in just a moment here. But right now we want to pray for everyone who's been hit by Maria and the earthquake in Mexico. Tuesday, 7.1 magnitude earthquake in Mexico. The tragedy is becoming greater with each passing hour. This is from the Jerusalem Post. Desperate rescue workers scrabble through rubble in a floodlit search on Wednesday for dozens of children feared buried under a Mexico City school. One of hundreds of buildings wrecked by the country's most lethal earthquake in a generation. The magnitude 7.1 shock killed at least 217 people, nearly half of them in the capital, 32 years to the day after a devastating 1985 quake, and less than 2 weeks after a powerful tremor killed nearly 100 people in the south of the country. And so we're going to lift up right now the people in Texas and in Louisiana and in Florida and in Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands and Mexico. All of these folks who have been touched either by nature's wrath or I don't know. We're just lifting them up. Heavenly Father, in the name above every name, you know, dear Lord, if someone's buried, if someone's still clinging to life and they're under some of the rubble, we're asking you right now in the name above every name to guide the rescue workers to that spot, to rescue those people, to get them out of there alive. Holy Father, in the name above every name. We lift up the sufferers. Sibrondo from the hurricanes, Lord. Those whose loved ones have died, we lift up to you for comfort. And we lift up to you to call them to your very self, to visit them, to woo them to you so that they will know God. Father, we lift up those whose homes were damaged, destroyed. Sobratili Tanya, we thank you and praise you for every life that was saved. We do praise you and thank you for every prayer that you answered. We know that you answer prayer. We thank you for it. We lift up especially right now the people of Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands. I heard that there was one island that there's virtually nothing left. Oh, Father, in the name above every name, you are there. Your angels are there. We do dispatch angels to those places, Father, in the name above every name. Angels go. Go and assist. I calabrato ni corodo d'ombre calacalati. Istiano ni coholovrete di calabrata lo donge. And Father, in the name above every name, we're going to take habitational authority right now, wherever we are in these 44 states, and in Canada, and in Belgium, Saskatchewan, and Ontario, and Father, in St. Louis. Oh, Father, right here in my own state. If any of you are from St. Louis, I heard you're from Missouri. I didn't hear if you're from the St. Louis area. But we're going to pray that prayer in Ephesians right now and take our habitational authority. God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory, give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Lift the eyes of our hearts, the eyes of our understandings be enlightened, that we may know the hope of your calling, the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints, the exceeding greatness of your power, your dunamis, to us who believe, according to the working of your mighty power, which you wrought in the Anointed One, when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your own right hand, far above all, rule, principality, power, might, and dominion. And you put all things under his feet and gave him to be head to the church over all things, the church which is his body, the fullness of him which filleth all in all. And we who are dead, slain by our trespasses and sins, but God, who is rich in mercy, and in order to satisfy his great love wherewith he loved us, when he quickened him, he quickened us. When you raised him, you raised us. When you seated him, you seated us in him. And now, Father, we're in him. From these 44 states, from Canada, from Belgium, each one of us know that you're in us and we're in you, and that we were quickened in Jesus. We were raised in Jesus, and we were seated in Jesus, in Yeshua, HaMashiach, at the Father's right hand. Holy Father, in the book that you wrote, and thank God we've got it. Thank God we hold it in our hands. And we read in Romans 5:17 that you said, those who have received abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall rule and reign as kings in life through one Jesus Christ. And so here we sit. And above our heads are the powers of the air that wrenched the authority from Adam's hand and now have become the powers of the air, but it is written they're coming to naught. And we know that they're being shaken right now. And Father, help each one of us right now to take authority in the realm of our habitation. And so I'd go after it. Listen up, kingdom of darkness. And every one of you do it right now where you are. Kingdom of darkness, you listen to me. I say to you, powers of the air, and you prince of the power of the air, you know where I sit. You know that from the right hand of the Father, and because according to Colossians, he has translated me out of your dominion, and he has translated me into the kingdom of the light, the kingdom of his dear beloved Son. And he has told me to rule and reign over you, and I'm doing that today. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, in the name of Yahweh Yeshua, I do say to you, you cease and desist in your maneuvers in the realms where I have authority. Over Collinsville, Oklahoma, Bartlesville, Oklahoma, over Sibrakalanonje, Dishkadonye, over Branson, Missouri, over Asambara Hasanta, this area of Missouri where we sit, over Migdal Arbel, over Rasta the Micaiah in the Galilee, in the name above all names, you cease and desist. You cease and desist in your maneuvers. You will not bring to pass any of your dastardly plans today. But the name of the Lord goes forth. The name of the Lord goes forth. I lift up my family. I cover them with the blood of Jesus. I lift up those good works that you called and ordained that I should walk in. And all the dear people, Father, that you've called and ordained that they walk in with me. In the name above all names, I do plead the protection over the Levy family today. And over those, all of those in Israel who are working with us, Father. And as they have Rosh Hashanah, may it be a blessed day for them. And I do say to you, Satan, you keep your hands off them today. I have the right to say so because God has placed us there habitationally and habitationally in these areas where I am. And Asombra Kaladandia, as I go to Minnesota to be with Mac and Lynn and to be with Terry Farron, and Elon Sharon there, Father, in the name above all names, I use that name against Satan, and you will not have anything to do with my journey there, and you will not have anything to do with the meetings that we're having this weekend at Living Word and at the Wells. In Jesus' name, the blood of Jesus is over them. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus is over them. You have, Arastanda, you have to obey me You keep your hands off my family. You keep your hands off me, spirit, soul, and body. You keep your hands off our noonday prayer meeting today. You keep your hands off our Astora Makaya, anything we put our hands to. And in the name above all names, you'll have nothing to do with the Autumn Assembly that is coming up. You have absolutely nothing to do with it, as the prayers are coming. The prayers are coming. The prayers are coming. And they will do much damage to you and your territory and your Sambra Kadadianda, bound. I bind you. I bind you in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. How wonderful it is to know that we don't have to sit like sitting ducks and take what the enemy might dish out. I do want to invite you to be with us in Minnesota, as we're going to be there Saturday night at Pastor Mack and Lynn's church, and Sunday morning, and then with Pastor Terry Farron at the Wells Sunday night. And then the week after that, I'm going to be at Agape Church in Colorado. In Little Rock, Arkansas. And so today we'll be there at noon, if you can join us on prayer at noon. I do want to encourage you from the St. Louis area to stay up there and keep those riots down. Get those riots down. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise your name. And I appreciate all of your lifting us up in prayer concerning our Autumn Assembly. This is the assembly of the prayers that we have. It's going to be at a different theater this year. It's going to be at the Mansion Theater. It's still a theater and has wonderful seating and wonderful parking. And you can go online and register. You don't have to register, but if you do register, we'll have gifts for you, and we'll have a name tag ready for you if you could just go to billybrim.org. Or you could register by mail. We've still got time to get snail mail in. That's Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. And if you'd like the book I offered today, Judgment of the Nations, a little mini book, you can get it for $2. And I'll also offer, these are just scripture books, because when I see something in the Word of God, I know that it's got to be that way and no other. So I put together one little mini book on God's promises to Israel for the land. So all of his promises from the Bible. And then another one on the judgment of the nations. They're going to be judged on how they treat Israel. And that's why I felt like yesterday, it was almost like a prophet was standing up and saying, some of you are going to hell. And they roasted him for that. They roasted him for saying it. But it was to me like God had someone stand up in the assembly of the nations and say, some of you are going to be goat nations, and it depends on how you treat Israel. He didn't go into that. He didn't say that. But, of course, he did lift up our association with Israel. But his statement is, some of you are going to hell, comes straight out of Matthew 25. And so they have been warned. I'm sure they took offense at it, and I know the press took offense at it, but praise the Lord. The prophets of old, I've just been reading about Amos. When he stood up and prophesied, they didn't like it. When Jeremiah prophesied, they put him in jail. When Isaiah prophesied, they tradition says they sawed him in half. But so when the press comes out against a prophecy that was made, it's still a true prophecy. But we don't want our nation. We don't want our nation to be a goat nation. And that's why we pray, oh, Holy Father, we lift up our America, and we lift up our Canada, and we ask you in the name above all names to guide us and give us leaders that will above all else follow you. Holy Father, make yourself known to our leaders today. Move upon them. Visit them, Father, and the ones who don't know you, or even the ones who do. It is indicated in the 33rd chapter. It is said outright in the 33rd chapter of Job. Elihu speaking, who is a type of Christ. He says that you visit people in the nighttime and you stop them from going over the pit, over the edge of the pit. I thought about that when I read that Benjamin Netanyahu and the head, the president, Sisi, of Egypt met, and Argentina, he came over, the head of Argentina came over. Argentina had harbored Nazi war criminals. And for the first time, the head of Argentina made a trip to America, to Israel, and offered them thousands of records of Nazi war criminals. And now Benjamin Netanyahu has gone to Latin America, and he has met with Sisi. And we do see that Egypt, it looks like, will be a sheep nation. 19th chapter of Isaiah, and also the last chapter of Zechariah. So nations can change. The power of repentance is one of the most awesome powers. A person can be blaspheming God and have all of his life, and then if he returns at the last minute, the merciful, his great mercy. The Bible speaks of his great mercy. In order to satisfy his great mercy, hallelujah, it said in Ephesians. Praise God. We thank God that he's a merciful God and that he had mercy on us. We appreciate it. And I appreciate each one of you and making our call so representative of this country before heaven. As we stood together before heaven today, we had 44 states asking for his blessings, his mercy. And I know he heard us. And we thank you for hearing us, Lord, and for granting the requests we ask of you. And so this is Billy Brim, and I'm saying shalom, shalom until noon to some of you, and until next week to others. Shalom, shalom.